wanted you to know I appreciate all that mistaken identity nonsense you put up with, and it's pretty awesome the way your calls make even the suburban woodlots seem like faraway wildness. I really don't like the whole Hen of the Woods name some folks gave you way back when, but I'll let you choose the best name for you. Hoping the hammering headaches aren't too bad and the profiling doesn't cost you your own identity. All best, Drew.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy. We have New Year's Riot for you special show. Hollywood Bowl, Los Angeles, Savitri D and the Stop Shopping Choir take the stage. I join them. We're opening for Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts Band. It's the Love Earth Tour. Earthalluyah.
Keep on coming,
liberate.
you see.
Liberate.
Leave your home
life. Liberate.
That's a real war going on.
Liberate.
Cause a real crime.
Liberate.
If the door won't open.
Liberate.
Back to the door.
Liberate.
Fire up through the window.
Yeah. Bust out through the floor. Oh. I'm in a radical mood. I'm in a radical mood.
You're in a radical mood, mood L.A.
I'm in a mood.
Let me feel you radical.
Oh, I'm in a radical mood. I'm in a radical mood. I'm in a mood.
And our mood is all we got.
Yeah. Only one's most human in this world.
Somebody show me
what's most human.
That is so damn hot.
Yeah. So hot.
Probably some 50% of us here on some occasion feel like apologizing to our kids or our loved ones or our parents. The earth is hot.
Yeah.
Oh, the earth is hot. And you know, you just burned up here in LA. And we had our experience in New York, Hurricane Sandy. But you know, we quickly start normalizing.
Hey.
Somehow we take the natural disasters and put them in packages and put them on the shelf. Am I right?
There's
some sort of, can you do that? Somehow we make it okay, or somehow we're not really gonna do anything radical to change the emissions, the methane, the carbon, the emissions going into the atmosphere that cause all that heat. And we let those apocalyptic data points kind of fly by our heads. A 200-mile-an-hour wind and 3-mile-wide tornado. And last July was the hottest July in 150,000 years. We let it go by. We let it go by. We package it, put it in the mail. We are consumers.
Right.
We know how to package things. Set it aside. We got to change.
Come on. Yes.
Come on.
We cannot do that anymore. In a different way than we have in the past. This time,
we need to change.
We've got to change. It's going to be basic change. It's going to be earth change. It's going to be, I don't know who I am change. It's going to be, what am I doing change? How do I do this change? It's going to be, can we be strange enough to change enough?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
mysterious. It's going to be unknown.
Oh, I'm walking in the dark light with no names are given, and I'm filled with the fabulous unknown. Feel the sun fire.
Hey, come on.
Lock deep in my body, that storm that keeps me warm, and I'm filled with the fabulous, the fabulous, the fabulous, the fabulous, the fabulous, the fabulous unknown. And I see the world recede, that human story ending, and I'm filled with the fabulous unknown. And I feel the world
receive the human story ending. I'm filled with the fabulous unknown.
The show for a second. It's a memory I had. You know,
preacher.
I was a kid, and my family lived in South Dakota, and this is like the early teens, somewhere maybe 13, 14, something like that. And I had a thing I did when the sun went down, and it was a clear night with no clouds. Especially I like those nights. I would sneak out of the family house after dark and jump the fence and back, and I'd be in this stars were hanging down.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody know what a clear night in the west with starlight is? How beautiful. Anybody?
Come on.
Anybody know how beautiful that is?
Come on.
Somebody give me an earth hallelujah. Earth hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh. And I would run through that ocean-like prairie, and life of all kinds would be flying up from my body into the night sky. Insects and reptiles and snakes and bullfrogs and coyotes and burrowing owls and eagles overhead, of course. It was just alive out there.
Yes.
Just after twilight. And now looking back at it. Well, that's the thing. I look back at it a lot. If I'm walking in New York City, and I'll have this strong feeling, I won't be able to explain it, and I'll look around, and there will be a low building next to me, maybe two or three floors high, instead of 50, and I realize I'll have that gift of that block of sky coming
down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's Earth-a-lujah time.
Come on.
I realize, and then I just go back. I go back into the South Dakota memories of the starlight glinting off the blades of grass. And I realize as I go back again and again to that memory, there's something there that I sensed way back when, but I still get it. It comes into me even now. There was something there beyond individual living things. It wasn't a David Attenborough kind of tour of different kinds of species. There was one thing there. There was a single life there.
Yes.
It was the earth.
Yes.
The earth is everywhere, people. We are living in this body, and we're living a living body inside of a larger living body. And we have critters inside of us that are living. We can't even see them, but they depend on us for life, and we depend on the earth for life. And that is how devoted we must be to the earth at this time when all of our lives are threatened. We need to be radical Americans again. We've been radical Americans in the past. Where you go, where you see the entire earth, you're face to face. The earth is in your body, you're breathing it, it's everywhere. In the sky, the ground, all around. Find that place. You've got such beautiful earth around here. The Pacific, the Sierras, the desert, you've got beautiful places to go. Immerse yourself. Go outside. Find the earth. Let the earth come to you and change your life. Where do you go? When you find your earth, where do you go?
I go to the mountain. I go to the tree that grows. I go to the deep end of the pool. I go to the forest. Or I go to the mountain. I go to the tree that grows. I go to the deep end of the pool. I go to the forest. I go to the mountain.
deadly consumerism.
Come on, stop shopping.
Which seems to find excuses for putting poisons into the air, the water, and the soil. The billionaires control us now. The earth is waiting.
All right.
And we will go to the earth. Because the earth is offering us the greatest force that it has, that is love. This is the Love Earth Tour. Caretake and sustain and renew life.
Yes.
And right now the earth is deeply and rapidly involved in evolution.
Oh,
a
yes.
deadly, radical kind of evolution.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes it doesn't seem as if you and I can join the earth because the earth is so wild right now.
Yeah.
And the earth is reaching out to us.
Yes.
The earth wants us to join up.
Yes.
And we can with that love. If we convert that love to activism, we can go into the banks that finance big oil. We can go into the oil refineries. We can go marching together in community. All of us having been to our individual mountains. All of us having found the earth in our souls. We can go together and make that direct action change. Feel the earth here right now.
All right.
I feel the love in all of us. Each of us is an ecosystem. Each of us has 35 trillion cells in our bodies. We are the earth. The earth is talking to us through our living life. And the earth gives us love as the way to change our society. Immerse, swim in, go into, be with, of the earth.
Come on.
And emerge together and make radical communities to resist the poisoning. When did it become okay to make money by poisoning the earth? When did it become okay to make money killing our children?
Come on.
Of keeping life alive. The earth has been doing that for 500 million years. Now it's doing it again. Some people call this a mass extinction. We call it evolution.
Beautiful.
Evolution has love in the first four letters. And it's beautiful.
Earth.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Don't be afraid.
Earth.
Love the earth.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain, BC, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are diverse, independent, and yours.